As always, we look forward to our interesting and uplifting chats with Simon Herodine of the Artscape Theatre Centre. And today is no different because Simon is, as we know, usually tottering around in high heels and looking fabulous and doing something very, very important at Artscape. Simon, what are you doing today at Artscape?
Today at Artscape, we are busy putting on the final touches of all the weekend productions that we're going to chat to in a bit. And obviously, lots of admin and planning. We just had our programming meeting 2 days ago. And the listeners will probably be, some of them would be surprised to hear that we were discussing requests for productions for 2027 and for 2028. So we already booked out for 2026.
Are
So there's
you
also
serious?
a
That
lot
is
of admin
phenomenal.
and a lot of planning that must go into it. It's absolutely amazing, Janet. And it just shows again, not to take a brag, but I think you know with branding and as a brand manager, sometimes you have to brag about your brand. We are really one of the world-class theaters, in the
Absolutely.
world as well. So people, Artscape is a sought-after venue, especially for the big shows. And we've got quite a few major musicals in the pipeline for 2026, that's going to be brought out by Showtime Management, by Peter Turin Productions, and others. Unfortunately, I cannot let the cat out of the bag yet,
No, please
but.
don't. Then what will we talk about in the next show, hey? If you give
But
all.
I can let the cat out of the bag that cats will be here at the end of
Oh my goodness. I didn't
the
catch that. I didn't catch that, but I am so excited. I make a point of going to the theater whenever I travel, and it will be
Yes.
wonderful to have cats on our doorstep. What a
Absolutely.
treat, my goodness. That's a huge coup for Artscape.
Totally, absolutely.
So, Simon, tell us. Now there's all these amazing things happening, but what is on at the theater this week coming?
Yes, Janet and all the jet-setting listeners, I'm excited for the Bollywood rendition of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet called Kismet. And there's only one thing that's up that's a bit upsetting me is that it's so cold, so I won't be able to wear one of my gorgeous saris. So I'll have to button up. But I am
Yes.
absolutely looking forward to Tare's production. Produced and directed by Anish Valodia. And for those who don't know Anish Valodia, he was a dancer himself, unfortunately struck with an illness that left him wheelchair bound. But that is what I think is amazing about him as a choreographer. He's in a wheelchair and he's still able to choreograph an entire production on the Opera House. And he does this every single year at Artscape or even sometimes as part of the St. Eustatius. And I'm looking forward to this Bollywood interpretation of Romeo and Juliet called Kismet. Opening, well, there's only two shows this weekend on Saturday, the 19th, and then the afternoon show on Sunday. And Janet, what is heartening is that I just came from box office a half an hour ago to find out how ticket sales are going for Kismet. And for Friday evening, they're opening the balcony because the bottom part is completely sold out. But there are
Amazing.
still a few tickets left available for the Sunday matinee production.
Well, that's good to know and good for our listeners to know because they have to rush out and get those tickets before they are completely taken up. So this is wonderful news and just an indication of how great an appetite the Cape Town audiences have for all genres of theatre and dance and performance, which is, it just says you, it's a conscientized audience and they are game for the theatre. So, a huge accolade to the work done by Artscape over the years to build those audiences. There were days many moons ago when the audiences were fairly untransformed and there were just mainstream performances happening. So, this is wonderful news.
Absolutely. And then concluding, there's only three shows left for everyone's talking about Jamie. Personally, I am going to go on Friday evening. It's got great reviews. And the everyone's talking about Jamie is the Waterfront Theatre School's production, directed and produced by Delia Sainsbury. And it is based on a true life story about a young man, about 16-year-old teenager, Jamie New from Sheffield, who dreams of becoming a drag queen, and he thinks that he's going to have an uphill battle to realize his dream. But he actually gets support from his loving mother, his best friend, and an unexpected mentor. And as I've mentioned before, or as I mentioned when I do these Artscape slots, is that this is such a pertinent production at the moment in support of all genders and sexes, and especially what we've seen come out from certain countries as to the discrimination against drag queen. And Janet, you also know very well that we were just talking about mainstreaming marginalized art forms, and this is one of the art forms that Artscape has mainstreamed, because drag performances, it's associated to be performed in dingy clubs, but Artscape has mainstreamed it with the absolutely fabulous, the AFAB production, to put drag shows on a
AFAB
professional stage. It was
productions are
phenomenal.
just, just phenomenal. And I'm a great fan of the Pose series. And, when I saw AFAB, I thought to myself, this is impeccable. It's flawless.
Yes.
It's at a level that you can is incomparable and can sit head and shoulders with stages around the globe for this genre of.
Absolutely. And it is an art form that is just as mainstream as what ballet and opera and hip hop and jazz is. So this is it's this production. Everyone's talking about James, got rave reviews. I've got some bad news though about this production. I believe that it's sold out. So it's actually heartening that it's bad news for some that still want to go and see productions. But we've had so many sold out productions the past few months at Artscape, which is showing that people are really
There's
love
an
to come out to
appetite
the
and a
theatre. Yeah, there's an
voracious
appetite for
appetite.
it.
Yes,
Absolutely.
it's an appetite. So forget the soup and bread this winter. Theatre is definitely feeding our souls.
Yeah, Artscape definitely will warm the cockles of your heart. And they're just upcoming productions that I really would like to mention, and we can talk about this in more depth when we do next week's crossover, is the Mikado in Concert. This is going to be quite amazing. It's Gilbert and Sullivan's 140th anniversary of this particular operetta that they wrote 140 years ago. And the Gilbert and Sullivan Society is producing and performing on stage in this production. So it's not specifically the operetta version, but it's more an in-concert version with the full Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. And I'm not even going to go into the
Oh
accolades of
my
the Cape Town
goodness, I'm
Philharmonic
already
Orchestra,
getting
because
goosebumps just thinking
absolutely,
about it.
we know how fabulous they are. And then
Yes.
I'm also going to go more in depth as we go on in the next 2 weeks about the Artscape Women's Humanity Festival. There's an amazing production about a woman's life. She's actually one of the opera singers in the opera chorus of Cape Town Opera, Ernestine Seerman. Her production is called Journey Through Song, and how she's navigating the opera world. And then this Bri Psycho is another LGBTIQ production that looks at the gender-based violence and what LGBTIQ people have to endure at times. And then other productions, just to mention, is the 12th South African International Ballet. We've got the Women in Jazz concert coming up on Women's Day, and Voices in Unison, which is choirs, on the 10th of August. So those are amazing productions in the Artscape Humanity Festival from the 1st to the 31st of August.
Amazing. Simone, I'm just listening to the lineup and I'm thinking to myself, it's almost as if alternative has become mainstream because when you list your productions, they are not the usual topics, they're not the
Yes,
usual
yes,
audience.
yes.
And, the alternative or what people used to call the fringe theatre, which was usually alternative, experimental, is really mainstreaming at Artscape. And
Mainstream,
I'm
absolutely.
so excited about that because it means that the paradigm is shifting in the theatre rhetoric, and it means that unheard voices are being heard and being given a platform in a way that is so relevant. I mean, the theatre we know is cathartic, it's immersive, but this is actually bringing conversations on stage that we don't normally see. And hats off to Artscape for that. It's an amazing lineup and lots of excitement around the Women's Humanity Festival. So lots for our listeners to catch up on in the month of August.
Yeah, so that's it for this week and the
Simone,
next few weeks. And always great to be on
a
Jet
lot
City.
happening. Maybe we need a bigger spotlight because
Maybe.
there's so much happening under the spotlight. I don't know if there's enough space for all of this. So maybe a second spotlight is needed, but definitely lots to highlight and lots to look forward to at the theatre. Great catching up
I'm
as
going to chat.
always.
Yes, I was just going to say I'm going to chat to our lighting technician for that other
Yes,
spotlight.
absolutely. Absolutely a second spotlight. Thank you
Great
so much,
chatting.
Simon. Always great
Sure.
catching up.
Bye
See
bye.
you at the theatre.